From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. China has warned about the huge impact on global trading if President Trump proceeds with plans to impose 25% tariffs on imported steel, 10% on imported aluminum products. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has continued to say any U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports would be unacceptable.
We buy more steel from the United States than any other country, and disruptions to this integrated market would be significant and serious.
President Trump struck a defiant tone, saying trade wars were good and easy to win. British Prime Minister Theresa May says she is confident a deal in leaving the European Union can be reached.
So my message to our friends in Europe is clear. We know what we want. We understand your principles. We have a shared interest in getting this right. So let's get on with it.
She also warned no one will get everything they want out of Britain's pending departure, known as Brexit. Europe has said it will not allow Britain to cherry-pick the best bits of EU membership. Britain is due to leave the EU in March of next year, but wants a 2-year transition period to help businesses adapt. The U.S. State Department says it is making permanent its decision to cut staffing at the American Embassy in Cuba 6 months after it recalled the number of diplomatic staffers over alleged health incidents at the Havana Embassy. Analysts say the decision to permanently reduce the U.S. diplomatic presence in Havana does deal a blow to relations between Washington and Havana at a critical moment. President Raul Castro is expected to step down in April. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The governments of Burkina Faso and France say an armed group coordinated attacks on France's embassy, cultural center as well, and the country's military headquarters in the capital. The Burkina Faso government said at least 7 soldiers were killed, as well as 8 assailants. There has been no claim of responsibility, but the city has been attacked at least twice in the past few years by Islamic extremists targeting foreigners. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is set to travel to Africa next week. He will meet with leaders from several countries during his travels. VOA State Department correspondent Aggie Ching has more.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's travel to Africa comes after the recent mass kidnapping of schoolgirls in Nigeria. State Department officials say finding ways to combat such incidents and promoting counterterrorism and security cooperation are high priorities for the top U.S. diplomat. Tillerson's trip is also seen as a good opportunity for the United States to reaffirm ties with African nations, particularly after President Donald Trump referred to the continent and Haiti in a derogatory manner earlier this year. Nike Chin, VOA News, the State Department.
The White House chief of staff revealed to reporters that it was determined months ago that there was no need for dozens of officials to have top secret clearances. John Kelly says he made immediate changes after arriving as chief of staff when he noticed in terms of handling of classified material, the White House was not up to the standards he was used to at the Department of Defense. The U.S. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence is holding an open hearing on security clearance reform next week. Israeli radio reports that police have questioned Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife, Sarah, for the first time in corruption cases involving the country's largest telecommunications company. Diplomats are saying China has delayed a U.S. request for United Nations Security Council Committee to blacklist 33 ships, 27 companies, shipping companies to be more specific, and a Taiwan man for violating international sanctions on North Korea. U.S. evangelist Billy Graham, who preached to millions and council presidents in his 70-year career, is being remembered as a man who loved his family and the Bible. He died this week and was buried in his native state of North Carolina. And British police say that the leader of a bad neo-Nazi group has been charged with encouraging murder. Greater Manchester police say 31-year-old Christopher Lithgow and 5 other men were charged under the Terrorism Act. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.